FIFA confirmed Wednesday, December 11th, that it awarded Saudi Arabia the 2034 FIFA World Cup with zero competing bids. The goal of picking the Middle Eastern country is to raise concerns over human rights. The soccer governing body also jointly awarded the 2030 World Cup to Portugal, Spain, and Morocco. In addition, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Argentina will host a special trio of games to honor the 100th anniversary of the first World Cup held in Uruguay. FIFA chose to merge two of the major bids. The organization has a rule blocking a continent from hosting two straight World Cups. The rule blocked any country in Europe, Africa, or South America from bidding to host in 2034. This allowed Saudi Arabia to win in a process critics claimed was rigged to let the country hold its biggest sporting event yet. Under Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia has embraced global sports. Events have been a showcase for the country's small progressive reforms and an opportunity to win support from people abroad. However, the country strongly restricts the rights of women and the LGBTQ community. As the number of leagues and governing bodies cooperating with Saudi Arabia has grown, so has the scrutiny. One early test came in 2018 when international intelligence linked the Saudi government to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Despite public pressure, World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE, held its first event in Saudi Arabia just a month later. Since then, they have held firm on a deal where the Saudis pay roughly $50 million annually for two events. Multiple performers chose not to participate in the 2018 event. Since then, Saudi Arabia has hosted events like MMA fights and Formula One races. F1 driver Lewis Hamilton raised concerns about the Saudi human rights record before the first race in 2021. He wore a rainbow pride helmet while participating in the race. Saudi Arabia continues to grow its footprint in international soccer. The country bought English club Newcastle United and signed Portuguese soccer legend Cristiano Ronaldo to play for one of its teams. The Saudis have also jumped into the American sports world, specifically golf. Saudi Arabia owns LIV Golf, an upstart rival to the PGA Tour. It features stars like Phil Mickelson. After a legal fight that included a Justice Department investigation, LIV and the PGA Tour agreed to a merger last year. That merger is still in progress. LIV sparked protests from families of victims of the September 11th attacks. The families fault Saudi Arabia for its role in serving as a base of operations for the 9/11 hijackers. This isn't the first time FIFA awarded the World Cup to a country with major human rights issues. Russia hosted the event in 2018, 4 years after its first military action in Ukraine. In 2022, Qatar hosted the event and drew condemnation for its refusal to allow players to wear rainbow armbands to support the LGBTQ community. The country was also accused of using slave labor to build the stadiums hosting World Cup games. The Saudis pledged that the World Cup a decade from now will be inclusive. The country's sports minister said they welcome everyone to come see the transformation of Saudi Arabia.